Okay, Chevra.
So yesterday we spoke about the definition of the malacha of kibbutz or melaveh. Is the malacha to remove dirt simply, or maybe the malacha is to add a degree of cleanliness? Right. That was our major conversation yesterday, and in the context of that conversation, we noted the Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, who's bothered by the question about if the Gemara in Zvachim tells me that Shri Yaso Zehu Kibuso, if the Gemara in Zvachim says that I'm not allowed to throw a garment into water, because soaking a garment is considered the malacha of libun. Again, we're talking about a garment that's made out of fabric. The Gemara in Zvachim distinguishes between leather and fabric. But if the din is a triyaso zel kibuso, so the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha, how come the Gemara in Yoma says that a nida sometimes can go into the mikvah wearing clothing? How come the Gemara in Yuma, Anaf Ayin Zayin, says that you're allowed to go to meet your Rebbe and walk through a river on Yom HaKippurim? Now, the Gemara is talking about Yom HaKippurim and the Isser of Rechit on Yom HaKippurim. But presumably, when you're going to visit your Rebbe, you're not going naked. Your Rebbe probably doesn't want you to show up wearing your birthday suit. So the question is, how is that permitted? What about the Isser of Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso? So Taisus on Daf Kufirav on the base. Taisus quotes that according to the Ri, Daf Gehecha Di'ika Tipas Dam Otin of Acher Amrin on Shriyasu Zal Kibuso. The Bahaka Mari Perk Dam Chatos. The Ri says that the din of Shriyasu Zal Kibuso is only Ne'emar when it's a dirty beggar. So I'm allowed to walk through the river if I have a clean suit on. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, based on the way other Balei HaTosfos say it, that dirt means dirt. Dirt does not mean sometimes when I've been wearing a shirt for a long time, you have what in the ads on TV used to call a ring around the collar. Now sometimes like your shirts get a little blackish, a little dirty around the collar from the sweat. That's not dirt. Dirt means dirt. According to the Ri, I only say Shri Yasuzo Kibuso when it is mamish dirty. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Zok the Rabbeinu Tam, that the heter to walk through the river to go and meet your Rebbe is because it's considered derech lichloch, meaning that my suit is dirtier when I am done than it was to begin with. And that's the Rabbeinu Tam. And yesterday we spoke about how this Rabbeinu Tam fits in with Rabbeinu Tam's general shita. Okay, great. So far I have two shitos that are found in Rishonim, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. There's a third shita, the Sefer HaYireim. The Yireim says that all of the Gemaras that say that you go into the water are talking about that you're wearing a special type of begadim, you're wearing leather begadim. Your clothing is leather. Leather, we don't say Shri Yaso Zehu Kibuso. Why not? Because the Gemara says, I don't say Shri Yaso Zehu Kibuso by leather. There is a din of libun on leather. I'm not allowed to take at least soft leather. I'm not allowed to take it and rub it on itself to make it clean. Rubbing is forbidden. But just pouring water on soft leather is okay. There's no shriyasas al kibus on leather. So says the Yireim, the case in the Gemara, when it says that you walk through the river, that case is talking about that you're wearing leather garments. So far that's three shita that we've shown. It's interesting to note that there's actually a fourth shita in Rishonim that doesn't get much play, but might in fact, I would argue, be the shita that we actually halacha l'maisa acharei ketlos hakol paskin like. But I can't say anything because Ben has a kasha.
For the leather being a
Would we still be usher reporting people who require to be what?
What?
Would it still be usher reporting people who require to be what?
Who require to be wet?
Yeah.
What do you mean by require to be wet?
Didn't we say that it has to be moist in order to be considered cleaner?
Again, so we're talking about it gets wet. I'm walking through the river. I'm making it wet.
You said there, Aga, that if you have two pieces of leather and you're against each other, that would be an issue.
Oh, you're saying if I just rub the leather together and there is no moisture, is that considered usher? So I think the answer is not. By leather, that is not going to be usher. I want to talk about rubbing something without water in a few minutes. Rubbing the gudim without water, rubbing cloth garments, but rubbing leather without water is actually fine. And that's actually fine. That doesn't really clean it. Okay. So far, I have three shitas. Re, Rabbeinu Tam, Yirei. Fourth shita. Doesn't get much play, but I would argue halacha l'maaseh, this is the shita that I paskin like, and that is the opinion of the Smag. The Smag is Reb Moshe Hadarshan, called so by the Rishonim. Reb Moshe of Kutzi. The Smag was called Reb Moshe Hadarshan because he took it as his life work to go throughout Europe and to make long drushes. And the type of stuff the Smag just see darshan about was how the Jewish people weren't so thrilled. What did they not do? They didn't have mezuzahs, and they didn't wear tefillin. That's kind of amazing, no? The Smag is going around the European Jewish communities and saying, hey, Chevra, you gotta wear tefillin. No? Kind of amazing. Okay, so the Smag has a fourth malach. The Smag says that in his opinion, there is only an iser shriyaso zebu kibuso if your kavana is lachades. If I just pour water on something for some other purpose, that's not shriyaso zebu kibuso. Shriyaso zebu kibuso is only when my kavana is to make it clean. That's the Smag. If we'd be intellectually honest, perhaps, we would argue, in fact, and I want to be mafap on all these, you've shown them in a minute. If I'd be intellectually honest, I would argue that there is a fifth shita in Rishonim. The fifth shita in Rishonim is dug up by the Shar HaTzion in Os Nun Gimel. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Tes gives us all the basic rules of kibbutz, no? And in Os Nun Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Lepele al harambam shalom hitik behilcha Shabbos, member of the Rava, zarak sudur l'mayim v'tzarachim. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim and the Shar HaTzion says that there's a shvera Rambam, that nowhere in Hilcha Shabbos does the Rambam quote the din of Shri Yasso Zahu Kibuso. That's wild, no? Nowhere in Hilcha Shabbos. Nowhere. Garnished. So my dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, right? I have that book near my makom in the Beis Medrash. The Megillah Sefer says, you know why the Rambam doesn't quote the Shri Yasso Zahu Kibuso? Because the Rambam doesn't hold of it. The Rambam holds that there is no such halacha as Shri Yasso Zahu Kibuso. Hold on to this idea for 7 minutes, and I'll come back to how the Megillah Sefer shows that the Rambam doesn't hold of it. Hold on. But basically what we have so far is five shitas in Rishonim. Good? Read that it's only Shriyasa Zal Kibuso on the dirty beged. Rabbeinu Tam, I don't say Shriyasa Zal Kibuso when it makes the beged dirtier. The Yerayim who asers everything besides leather begodim. By the way, according to the Yerayim, let's say it's raining on Shabbos, what should you do?
Stay inside.
Stay home! Right? Day off. Don't go to shul. You stay home. The shita, the smag, that it depends on kavana. And the shita of the Rambam, who doesn't have the din of Shriyasa Zal Kibuso at all. Okay. How do I paskin the halacha? Actually, I should have told you guys to bring Mishnah Berurahs today, but here, I think we have it over here. You could look inside in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry. Here, look inside the Shulchan Aruch. Follow along, Chevra. Turn to Simon Shin Beis Seif. Seif Tes and Seif Yod. What we're trying to do now, again, I had a conversation briefly with Gershom this morning about Derech Halimud and the role of Lundus. So we said that maybe what we paskin like in Shulchan Aruch isn't necessarily in line with the way we structure it. So yeah, let's see if that's correct. Let's test it out. Shulchan Aruch Seif Tes, Shin Beis Seif Tes. How does the Rambam paskin for sure? Or Mechaber Rambam, how do they paskin? Ri, Rabbi Nutam, Yireyim, Smag, Rambam. I have five positions. How does the Mechaber and the Rambam paskin? So Seif Tes has a few dinim, no? The Smag. Where do you see the Smag?
The Mechaber seems to think that it doesn't matter whether or not
your
clothing has...
You have to speak louder, because I don't hear.
The Mechaber seems to think that it doesn't matter whether or not your clothing is
serving,
whereas the Ramah thinks that it doesn't.
The Mechaber says, what doesn't matter?
It's whether or not your clothing has
lochot on it. The Mechaber says that you're not allowed to rub a dirty beged. The Mechaber does not say anything about going through the water with a derech with a dirty beged. Correct?
Right.
Rambam writes, if it's a dirty beged, right? Excuse me, Rambam writes, if it's a clean beged, a little bit of water you could put on, not a lot of water. That's not based on the din of Shriyas Hazal Kibusai. Shriyas Hazal Kibusai doesn't matter how much water I put on. But then the Rambam writes, V'yesh oisrim b'chol inyan, which is understood by the Magen Avraham in Os Chaf, Yesh Osim B'chol Inyan, that means that even if it's a clean beged, it's Osir. No? That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Os Chaf. And he says that's based on what we see in Seif Yud. We'll look at Seif Yud in a minute. But a clean beged is Osir because the Rabbi Nutam says, clean begadim are asar. That seems to be the Magen Avraham in Seif Katan Chaf. Is that correct? Okay. Seif Yud, right, first quotes the Yireyim, that Reichitz Yod of Toivl Nagvam Bekoach, Zu Bezu Lahasya Mehem Amayk Kefi Yechoto, Kodeshi Kanchenu B'mapa. The Yireyim basically assumes that we say Shri Yasuz al Kibus on all cases, but I'll only say Shri Yasuz al Kibus if I have a lot of water. So therefore, after Netilas Yadayim, I shake my hands off. Right? That is the Yireyim. Eis Tzadi in the Be'er HaGola basically quotes that this is the Shibale Haleket b'shem the Yireyim. You see, in the Be'er HaGola, the Be'er HaGola is the Gruz grandfather, he gives you who says what? So the Mechaber and Seif Yud is the Mechaber and Seif Yud is the Yireyim. But this is a tov l'nagvam. It's a good idea to do it. Meaning, may ikar hadin, I don't follow the Yireyim. But the Yireyim is a chumrah, correct? That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Ois Chafal. Rava, Yeshekasu de'in lochush hazeh, d'lo amin en shriyas be'zeh kibusa b'kai gavna, de'in zerak derech lichloch. Right? In other words, the Ramah says, like the Rabbi Nutam, that Derech Lichluch is a heter. And therefore you're allowed to wash your hands and dry them on the towel. The towel gets dirtier. And you're allowed to even wash your hands and wipe it on a towel where a kid urinated on the towel. I don't know why you would want to do this, but that's what you're doing. Kid urinated on the towel, you're allowed to wipe your hands on the towel because it's derech lichluch, and derech lichluch is mutter. So the Ramon says, if you'd paskin, straight Rabbi Nutam, derech lichluch is mutter. No? Not like the Ri, who says that whenever it's clean, it's mutter. But like the Rabbi Nutam, right? In other words, like the Rabbi Nutam, which is what the Magen Avraham says, is the Yesh Eisrim B'chol Inyan in Se'if Tes. Good? Simple reading of the Rambam is Rabbi Nutam. That the only heter is if it is dirty. Agreed with me, Gershon? Excellent. Now, Mishnah Brura writes, Mishnah Brura writes, in Sifkot and Memchas, you don't have the Mishnah Brura in your thing. Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Memchas writes, Yesh, I think I gave this on the Maror Mekoyimus. What? So Mishnah Brura writes that, you know what? There's a question. Do I say Shriyas Azal Kibuso on a clean beggar or not? Machlokes Ri in the Rabbeinu Tam. Yesh Lachush L'deyazu L'hachmir B'shal Taira. That we should be machmir that there's Shriyas Azal Kibuso on a din, on a clean beggar, since it's a din Doiraisa. So be machmir against the Ri. It seems like, at first glance, Rabbeinu Tam wins. Right? Not only does Rabbeinu Tam win, but don't wipe your hands on a clean, or don't, excuse me, don't wet a clean beged, even though the Ri would say it's permitted to wet a clean beged, but Rabbeinu Tam says, don't do it.
Even Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about the din of like shaking your hands first, he quotes it as a chumrah, and not as a din.
Well, shaking the hands is true only, is a chumrah only according to the Urayim. So I try to be machmir like the Urayim. So I should wipe off, I should shake off my hands beforehand, nachon. But it's clear that the halacha does not follow the Urayim. I want to know what is the baseline halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot in Memches is saying that since it's an issue d'oraisa at hand, so, if it's not derech lichluch, even if it's a clean beged, don't do it. In other words, straight Rabbeinu Tam, not the Ri. The Ri seems to be rejected, according to this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's do a little bit more research. The Bi'ur Halacha later on in Shin Chaf Se'if Yud Ches. Turn to Simon Shin Chaf Se'if Yud Ches. Shin Chaf Se'if Yud Ches is a very famous Se'if in Shulchan Aruch because that's the case when we deal with the dinim of Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalai, whether or not I hold like the Aruch. Right? This is the case of Maskor Yasa Dinaz Yasa. And it says over here, one second. He quotes the Aruch, the Psik Reisha is only usher when it's nicholei, but he says that they disagree like with the aruch. The cholku alav. I'm just reading the mechaber, and they say the afagav d'lo nicholei. If it's a psik reisha, it's usher. Ha'olam nohagin heter b'davar v'yesh lamed alayim zechus, but yesh lamed alayim zechus. But still, where does he say toiv lahan higam? Right, he writes at the end. Lefish ain't tiny zuchazak. God v'yesh legam game tov lahanhigam not have any keli underneath. Right, because you should not really rely on the aruch. The psikreshet lo nicholei, you should not rely on. Comes along the Taz. The Taz, here, let's read it inside. Okay? In the middle of my Taz, it says Haranu Sha'ar Poskim. You see it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just read it inside. I was not planning on reading this Taz inside, but I realize that you don't have a Mishnah Brura, so we'll do it from the Taz, and then I'll tell you what the Mishnah Brura says about the Taz. The Ran and the Sha'ar Poskim explain Diyesh Beis Minei Srita. Squeezing, which I hope to discuss tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, there are two types. One type of squeezing is a told of mechaves, which is malabing. If I squeeze a beged, so the beged gets cleaner, and that iser shchita is only usher by mayim, not by sha'ar mashkim. If I have some wine on the garment and I squeeze it, the garment doesn't become cleaner. There's no iser shchita by sha'ar mashkim. Le'inyan halacha, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Yud Tes, passing that yayin is like sha'ar mashkim. But the Ran writes that maybe yayin is also melabing. Right? In other words, do things get cleaner with yayin? So the pashtus is that it doesn't, and there should be no iser schita, meaning schita as laundering, should not apply with wine. But the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Ran that wine does launder. Venerli lechalik, that white wine is different than red wine. White wine launders, red wine doesn't launder. Right? So far, I think this is fairly obvious. Okay? If you put white wine on something, it can get cleaner. You put red wine on something, it gets dirtier. No? Agreed? V'oyesh b'srita, mishum toda d'dosh. Right? Srita also involves extraction. V'ein isa ela b'nichalei b'mayda nafek mine kibo d'dosh u'mfarek. Right, there's a second type of schita, which is schita as extraction, as dosh, and it's only usher if you want the stuff that's extracted, meaning it's only usher min hatayra if you want the stuff that's extracted, but midrabbanan it's going to be usher if you don't want that which is extracted, even though it's lo nichalei. Umishum hachi. And this is the key point. Im nishpach sheichar o she'ar mashkim she'ino malabnim al ha'mapa shal ha'shochan. Let's say you have a wine spill at a Shabbos meal, or a beer spill at a Shabbos meal. V'hu rotzel l'nakoso, and you want to clean it off. Al kolponim lo yishav misham teich kaf echad b'lishpach l'chutz. Don't use a spoon to contain the wine and then throw it out. Which is a tolda demefarek. Right. In other words, when I have wine that spills on the table, don't put my spoon over here and sweep the wine into the spoon. Because since the wine was went in the spoon for a minute, so that means for at that moment I have wine that I am keeping, and therefore I violated the melacha of dosh at that moment. Even though my kavanah is to dump it out afterwards, it doesn't help. No, this comes up all the time when women are nursing. So there is a very big problem of extracting milk on Shabbos. Nursing, right? If just put in the bottle is a big problem. Am I allowed to nurse? Again, let's say a woman feels uncomfortable. Her breasts are engorged. Are you allowed to extract milk, put it in the bottle, and then dump it out? So Taz says, absolutely usur. No? It's mu'uvat, lo yukal litkon. Ela, besakin yesh heter litchais al hamapa, v'ligrod ayodah. So don't use a spoon. That will get some of the liquid, but use a knife and scrape the wine off with your knife. V'ligod ayodah hamashkeh shenishpach al ha'mapa v'yozov le'ibud. You'll have the mashkeh, the wine will go on the ground and it will go le'ibud, it will end up not being used. Rak shelo yigrod b'koach din lokein oved isher d'rabbonan al koponim l'deya achrona. If you do it b'kayach, you'll be doing an iser d'rabbanan of schita. V'tzach li'zayim ha'shiyuchal li'zayim. Okay, Aval mayim o yayin lovan nishbach al hamapa. Aser ligreid afilo besakin. Dehav mechabes kinyan lefi aniyastay kibuzet. If water falls on your tablecloth, I can't, says the Taz, take my knife and get the water off. Because what I'll be doing is I'm spreading more water on my tablecloth, and that is going to be a malacha of melabin. Right? That's the pshat in the Taz, as understood by all the Achronim. Okay? So if wine falls on the tablecloth, knock it off with your knife. Don't use a spoon, a knife. Water falls on your tablecloth, don't use a knife, because you'll be spreading the water, because it is going to be mechabes. That's the way he writes it. They have a mechabes. Bir halacha quotes this Taz, and he says, Nireh, the Bir Halacha writes, Be'is hatzorech ein lahachmir, if you're doing a shalom b'koyach, because ayin shin beis iftes, the beit ureinu, look in the Bir Halacha and shin beis iftes, the das rov haposkim, the beggar cha'ein by lichluch, lo arin on shriyasu zel kibusai. Meaning, the Bir Halacha over here in shin chaf is saying that the Iker Hadin is like the Ri, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Again, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, I have no heter at all to take my knife and get the water off of my tablecloth. Because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, I'm spreading the water, and that's an iser of mechabes. No? The only heter according to the Rabbeinu Tam is if it gets it dirtier. Over here it's clean water, clean tablecloth, nothing gets dirtier. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's usser. Says the Bir Halacha, however, you can rely on the Ri la Halacha and take your knife and knock the water off of the tablecloth, because it's a clean tablecloth and there's no Shriyasa Zal Kipuso on a clean garment. So the Bir Halacha over here in Shin Chaf Seif Yudches paskins like the Ri, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Good? One other Maramakom on this question. Turn to Simin Shin Yud Tes. Shin Yud Tes if Tes Zayin. Did we speak about copepods in New York yet? Right, there's bugs in the water in New York City. But we're not the first time in Jewish history that there were bugs in the water. So it says in the Mechaber, Shin Yud Tes if Tes Zayin, Mayim Shiyesh Bem Toilotin, Mutter l'shtosun al yedei mapa b'shabbos. Right, let's say I have bugs in my water. So I can take a handkerchief and tie it on my sink. Right, it's mutter l'shtosun al yedei mapa b'shabbos. Because borer and mishamer are not shayich. Because it's shas achil or shas shtia. So therefore it's mutter. There's no iser borer. Because I'm drinking, let's say I don't put in the napkin, the cloth napkin, I don't put it on the sink, I put it on my cup, no? So I have water with bugs, I put the cloth napkin on my cup, we spoke about this in Borer, and I'm allowed to drink the water. Since it's Shas Shtia, no Isser of Borer. Okay. Mugen Avram is bothered by Akasha. Magen Avram writes, let me find it. Mutter. Magen Avram os Yud Zayin. Mutter, you see the Magen Avram Yud Zayin? Aye, how come there's no Malabain? Mishum Malabain Leka, Kevan de Leka Tinuf. Kimashikasa Shin Bei Siftes. The Imkain Laha Osrim, Osir Ayude Mapa, Vaimashikasa Sif Yud. Meaning, the Magen Avram says that this heter to put a kerchief, a handkerchief, on top of my cup and drink the water with that handkerchief The heter, that there's no borer, frek the Magen Avraham, there's an iser of melabein. So the Magen Avraham writes, en achanami, according to the Ri, it's going to be mutter, because it's a clean handkerchief. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be usser. And you get the impression that the Magen Avraham is saying, halacha lemaisa, it's usser, no? He's saying that this din is only true according to the Ri. No? If you're holding to Rabbeinu Tam, that a clean beged is usser, there's no heter to put the beged on top of. There's no heter to put the beged on top of the cup. Comes along the Mishnah Brura over here in Sifkat and Nuntes. Mishnah Brura writes, he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says, therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, l'cha'ira, it should be aser. But maybe we're not talking about water. Mishnah Brura suggests, maybe I'm talking about wine that has bugs in it, and there's no iser of libun with the wine, because it is derech lichluch. That's the Mishnah Berurah suggestion. So far, so good? B'mokayim ha-dechak, you should be mekel, because it's eino miskaving l'kavisa. The last line in the Mishnah Berurah, again, the Magen Avraham seems to say that the heter to put the kerchief, the handkerchief on top of my cup, to prevent the bugs is only true according to the Re, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be usser. The Mishnah Berurah says, we really hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. So our Karlacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm talking about that there is wine in the cup, not water. That's not reasonable. It says, right, Mayim Sheyesh Behem Toilatim, right, that's your Kasha Ben? It says water, not wine. Right, so there was a certain person who was known for founding a certain other religion who had the capability of transforming water to wine. No? We don't believe in that in our base medrash. No matter which Bible class you take in yeshiva, no one believes in the historic veracity of a certain individual transforming water to wine. Is that correct? No one. Any Bible professor in YU, no one believes that. You have to agree with this point. We just say, hey. In other words, we're talking about what is objective kfira? What's objectively against our masora? That's objectively against our masora. Agreed? If you disagree, get out. Oh my gosh, right? Comes on the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, oh, obviously I'm talking about wine, not water. But the El Yerava says that we got to be talking about water. So what's the heter? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the heter is einai miskaving l'kavisa. The heter is that you don't intend to launder. And he says, you know who this heter is? It's the smag. And the gra in Shin Beis paskins like the smag. So here's the amazing thing, gentlemen, though. If you want to know how you paskin on a shaila like this, you can't just look in one place in Shulchan Aruch, no? I'm just tracing Mishnah Berurah's understanding of Mechaber's. Right? You get the impression at first that you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Then we saw Bir Halacha in Shin Chaf, that he says, I hold like the Ri. But then you get the impression, or you don't get the impression, the Mishnah Berurah says, really we hold like the Smag. Really we hold like the Smag. That's kind of wild. Now, part of the Mishnah Berurah's cheshen that we hold like the smag is because the Rambam agrees with the smag. That's already questionable. Because we said that the Rambam doesn't quote the din at all. It could be the Rambam rejects the entire halacha of Shri Yaso Zehu Kibuso. Now, let's take a step back for a minute. Let's go back to Shin Beis. Halacha lamaisa. What emerges? Re Rabbeinu Tam, Smag, So I would say that in the most bidyevit situation, you rely on the smag, no? Bugs in the water rely on the smag. Second most bidyevit situation, rely on the ri. That if it's a clean beged, there's no shriyas as alkibuso. In the ordinary case, follow the rabbi in the tam. I think that's what emerges. Most of the time, the only heter is derech lichluch. The only heter in a normal circumstance is if acharei ketlos hako, everything would be dirtier than it was beforehand. Yeah.
I guess this is another interesting question this ago. But if we believe that this model is actually correct, why are we doing all these filter stuff?
Yeah, so this is a great kasha, no? In other words, you're asking the fundamental question on how halacha works. Right? If push comes to shove, I follow a smack. That's the halacha l'maisa. Right? In a b'diyevet situation. So how come you follow other people in a more l'chatchila situation? So the Rama, writes in his introduction to the Sefer Torah Chatos, which is his Sefer Yerideya on Kashrus. The Rama writes that you have to know what the ikar hadin is in terms of bidiyevet, what can you rely on, etc. And that's the real halacha. Sometimes, if there's no loss involved, will be machmir for kovin harav, will be machmir like other shitos. The Rama is talking about in cases of yerideya, where I say that b'makom hefzid meruba, you can rely on this shita. Now, Orthodox Judaism doesn't assume that just because I'll lose money, I can rely on some other shita. So the Rama says what that really means is halacha l'maisa, I pass in like that shita, who I follow in cases of great loss. But for covet of talmidei chachamim, in normal cases, I don't follow that. In other words, it almost sounds like a Rabbi Willig svar. Oh, Rabbi Nutan! And that's what Rabbi Willig always says stuff. I don't understand it at all, you should know. But that's what seems to emerge from this din. Really, I hold like the smack. Push comes to shove, we'll hold like the ri. Push comes to shove in the most video situation, I'll like the smack. If it's a little bit less bidyevet, I'll like the ri. But ideally, hold like the rabbi in the town. That's what emerges. Okay. Next question. Yes, sir.
During Seder, during the Rabban Evan Sol Seder, if I was reading it correctly, he doesn't make this distinction of Bidi Evid or double Bidi Evid.
Yeah, so Rav Nevin Sol, did I tell you this? When I was in Eretz Yisrael last week, so I went to the Kiddush in Rav Nevin Sol's house. Like, he has like a Kiddush shop this morning after the Vasikan Minyan. So I went there to try to see, to see a Talmud Chacham, to see Rav Nevin Sol. I don't believe anything that comes out of Rav Nevin Sol's mouth anymore. Whenever anyone says anything for Rav Nevin Sol, I don't believe it. Because you look at Rav Nevin Sol, like people throwing questions at him in a million directions, and he gives two-word answers. Rav Nevin Sol didn't make those threats. Those are written by his Talmidim. I don't necessarily believe at this point that Rav Nevin Sol is behind all the things that people quote from Rav Nevin Sol. I don't believe that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is behind anything that people quote from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I have a lot to say about this. Maybe we'll do a sheer lunch and discuss it. Sounds good? Rabbi Utam says that the only kula is when something gets dirtier after you launder it. And ideally, in the lechatchila situation, that's the shita that we follow. Geshmak. Would Rabbi Utam be mekel when something gets dirtier, if the thing was previously dirty? If I have a towel that's previously dirty, is it mutter, according to Rabbi Nutam, to make it dirtier? So that's really the end of that thesis on Kofir Allah from the base, no? The end of the thesis on Kofir Allah from the base speaks about when the kids dirty the diaper. I'm talking about the old cloth diapers. You guys probably already were on Pampers or on, right? When I was a baby, I was on cloth diapers. He had a diaper company, so my mother tells me, whatever it is. So Rabbi Nutam seems to be mekel. Or Shomari mi pi hanoshim, shehit Rabbi Nutam mito yodel lekaneach yodel bebeged, kevan shi derech lechlech, even if the beged is dirtied, betinek shalichlech big day imay b'mei raglayim. Rabbi Natan was mekel to wipe your hands on that. If it's a dirty beged already, you're allowed to wipe your hands on it. This seems to be. This is what the Ramah quotes in Se'if Yod. Mutter l'nagev yoda bebeged shehitu botinek meiraglayim. That means that Rabbi Natan's derech lichlach applies even on something that's already miluchlach. Good? The Bir Halacha points this out, both in Sif Tes and Sif Yud. And therefore, the Bir Halacha talks about diapering babies. When you have a tiny little baby, so the way you diaper it is that you put a cloth underneath it, no? Or the baby, let's say, is wearing a diaper, and the diaper is soiled. Then, in order to wash the baby, you pour water on the baby's buttocks. And that water drips down on top of the soiled diaper. Says the Mishnah Brura, that's going to be mutter, according to this Rabbeinu Tam. And even if you don't want to hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, even if you hold that it should be usher in theory, but since it's makim kavod ha brios, or he doesn't say kavod, since it's b'makom, excuse me, tzorech atinok. And the tinok is a dino kechola. So even if you hold there would be an iser drabbanon ordinarily, he says, this is going to be a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. Your kavana is only to put the beged under the tinok. It's a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. And there, and the tinok is a chola she'in bo sakana. So therefore, you could be mekel, meaning you could be mekel even on a clean diaper under the tinok to help you diaper the baby. Because I'm going to be mekel like the Ri would for sure be mekel, the Rabbeinu Tam would be the Rabbeinu Tam would seem to be machmir, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, who's machmir, it's going to be a malach she'ino tzricha legufa. Because I don't need it to be clean. No, I don't really want this beged to be cleaner. Since it's malacha shein tzricha legufa letzorech hachola shein b'sakana, it's mutter. Based on this, my friend the Megillah Sefer permits making compresses on Shabbos for someone who has a fever. You know what a compress is? Sometimes you have a fever, so what you do is you take a cloth and you put like hot water on the cloth and you put it on the person's eyes, and it's supposed to be very relaxing and helps break the fever. No? Are you allowed to put hot water on a cloth on Shabbos? Shri Yasuz al Kibuso, Chayre Tzasar, no? Well, it's going to be a Mlach Hashem Tzvich Legufa because I don't need to clean the beged more. First of all, according to the Ri, it's going to be mutter because it's a clean beged. Even according to Rabbi Utam, that it should be usher on the clean beged because it's not getting dirtier. But letzorech hachol hashem bo sakon, it's going to be mutter. So therefore, he is mekel. B'makom, a fever. Chol hashem bo sakon. Good? Other kulas. There was a discussion years ago, probably, I remember this discussion probably 10, 15 years ago, about contact lenses on Shabbos. Any of you wear contact lenses? Glasses. You both have glasses. All three of us have glasses. But you never wore contact lenses. My mother insisted that I get a pair of contact lenses for my bar mitzvah so I would look good in the bar mitzvah pictures. Because I'm like, I know you're saying I had to get my braces off for my bar mitzvah, you know, because I was a 5'10", pretty boy. So that's what we had to do. Contact lenses come in two forms. Hard lenses and soft lenses. Soft lenses absorb a little bit. They absorb some water. Hard lenses are hard. Something that's completely hard, like wood, there's no iser of kibos, libanon, klava, ikar. And that's mavur in that Gemara in Zvachim. When the Gemara says that there's a difference between hard leather and soft leather. Soft leather, there's no iser of shriyasas al kibuso. There's no iser to just pour water on soft leather. But to rub it, there would be an iser. Hard leather, there's no iser of kibos at all. I'm allowed to wash my dishes on Shabbos. Right? Even though I am using soap and I'm washing and I'm rubbing vigorously, no? I don't have to wash my dishes because it's hard. The melacha of malabain is only on items that absorb water somewhat. Garments absorb water. Soft leather absorbs water a little bit. Hard leather doesn't absorb water at all. Wood doesn't absorb leather doesn't absorb water at all. China doesn't absorb water at all, so it's mutter to wash my dishes on Shabbos. If you hold it's also to wash your dishes on Shabbos, we're going to disagree. Yeah?
I was going to say wood actually doesn't absorb water.
What?
Wood actually doesn't absorb water.
Wood absorbs a little bit of water, a tiny bit of water, and Poskim say that's considered not absorbing. You know, why? I don't know exactly. You're right, wood does absorb water, and often that means treated wood does not absorb water.
Well, also treated wood.
Huh?
Depends how you treat it. But
correct. Okay. You're a Yagimu guy. I can tell.
I also built it in my backyard using wood
from people. Right. And you built a patio, right? You want the wood not to absorb. So you put the type of shellac on it, you know, that it repels the water. The cheap patios that build in camp, the water absorb the water. And that's why every 5-7 years you have to build a new patio. Because they rot.
But some wood does.
Correct. Correct. Treated wood doesn't. Comment?
Why are the rules so different from those of Messina's time?
Yeah, so again, I would argue, and if we learn Yeridaya, we'll spend a lot of time on this. Tam does not mean that it absorbs actual mamoshos. Tam means that there are certain flavor particles, which are, it's not liquid. Tam is not liquid. Tam is flavor. Flavor gets absorbed in certain materials, doesn't get absorbed in other materials. It's not the same as whether water gets absorbed. It's a different din, a different hagadara. What exactly tam means is a much longer conversation. But let's chazer. Let's go back. Libun, different between soft leather and hard leather. No? Hard contact lenses, hard plastic. As a matter of halacha, no libun. Soft lenses is probably like soft leather. Therefore, a soft lens that absorbs a little bit. So the poskim say, there's no din of shriyasas al kibuso on leather, so I could put my soft lenses in plain saline solution. Saline solution is just water, no? Salt water. What about you also clean your lenses? You put like a little bit of detergent on it. Are you allowed to clean your lenses on Shabbos? Now, cleaning your lenses is interesting because I'm putting some soap on it, but I'm not taking away any noticeable dirt. My contact lenses don't have any noticeable dirt on them. I'm taking away the fact that if I don't clean them for a while, there's going to be like some bacteria that builds up. Right now, it's invisible. So, putting detergent on something that's invisible, according to the Reed, it should be mutter. According to the Rabbi Natan, it should be asr. The Urchos Shabbos has essays and essays and essays in the back about this question of contact lenses. This was the Mamasha cause celeb years ago. Halacha l'maisa, he assumes that you can put your contact lenses in saline solution, but you shouldn't use the actual detergent. He has some shtickle Torah that using actual detergent is going to be usher even on leather, even on soft leather. That's basically his whole shita. Again, is any of this clear? No, but it is what it is. Maybe we'll take questions on the way walking to Mincha.